On Hoosier Ag Today, we're joined by Josh Robertson, field sales representative with Channel Seed. And Josh, you cover the Northwest Indiana area. Like a lot of parts of Indiana this year for corn and soybean farmers, I'm guessing it has been a variable kind of year, but harvest is underway. What is your estimate about harvest progress at this point?
I'd say it varies. The further north you go, they're a little farther behind, not quite as far along, which is typical. But I'm going to say in this area, we're 75% done with corn, with a lot of guys calling it done. And then 90 to 95% beans. You'll still see a few beans that were either double crop beans or maybe some late planted beans, replant beans, things like that. But for the most part, beans are wrapped up. And I'm guessing 75 to 80% done with corn.
Can you generalize about whether farmers, let's start with soybeans, are mostly happy with yields, or does it really vary quite a bit?
Well, it's a different year, but it's no different in the fact that it varies quite a bit. It's a lot of guys will say, "Hey, we had really good bean yields." I've heard several farmers, growers tell us that, "Hey, these are the best beans that ever grown." And then you have some that say, "Yeah, they're just beans. They're common." You know, what was unique about this year is it feels like in the immediate area here where I live, we caught that half inch, three quarter inch rain whenever we needed it, even rains that weren't on the forecast. And then you go 3 miles south of me, just across Highway 24, and they couldn't buy one of those rains. So depending on where you were at, we got some really good yields, and then others are calling it average or slightly below.
Is the story pretty much the same thing for corn growers?
Yeah, I'd say corn overall is really pretty good. Again, you go into some areas that just couldn't get that rain in the eastern part of my area, or even the northern west part of my area up there in Jasper County, the northern part of that. They were struggling to get a rain. They did start getting rain late after a lot of the corn was made, salvaged some of the later planted stuff. But overall, I think we're going to call it about an average corn crop, with some guys checking record yields. And then other guys saying, "Hey, we fell a little short this year."
With some of those really good, or even as you say, record yields, what are some of the numbers that you're hearing on the high end?
You know, we're hearing, you know, of course, we're talking each field's going to be a little different, and you're pushing 300 in some of those really better soils. But farm average is 260 and the low 270s. And then, you know, 240, 250 is really good, depending on the soil type these guys are working with. So we've heard some of that as well.
It seems as though there have been some very significant harvest windows in which to work. Is that your case as well in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah, we've had a unique harvest in that we haven't had any breaks. It's been basically since mid-September and until now, and there's been no breaks. We've caught a couple little showers. We had a good shower there a week and a half ago, and as dry as we were, we took it all in, and guys were able to get right back in the field the next day or 2 days later with some corn. So, it's been the case for us. Guys are going hard and they're tired, and it's been one of those prolonged harvests because we haven't had any breaks.
Do you have a sense as to how much longer we might be looking at for corn harvest to wrap up?
I'd say we're, you know, there's going to be some of our growers that have a lot of acres to get over. That are spread out, you know, have good distances between where they travel, and they're probably looking at, could be upwards of another month, but I'd say that'll get most of it. You know, I'm going to say the next 5 to 10 days will catch 90% of our growers.
Another interesting year, seems like all of them are, Josh. We do appreciate the update, and hope it's a safe harvest the rest of the way. Thanks for the time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for the discussion, and hope everyone has a safe harvest.
Josh Robertson, Channel Seed, with a harvest update, and I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today.